Hello?
Hello, is Kevin Sorrell there?
No, he's not. Who's calling?
Oh, well, maybe you can help me. Good morning. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
Black.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you?
Very likely.
So it's a definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age?
50.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are. Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely? Somewhat closely?
Very closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm strong.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I guess somewhat satisfied.
We have satisfied and very satisfied as options.
Mm. Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Big businesses and corporate price gauging and greed? The Federal Reserve raising interest rates? Republicans in Congress? The COVID pandemic? The Biden administration and their policies, or other?
Other. Can I do all of them? I think all of them.
Well, we can add over here.
All of it plays a part.
Although we want to know what is the one
I
that you
say
blame
big corporations and greed. Okay. Big corporations and greed.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 about how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
Yeah.
Fighting inflation and lowering the costs of goods.
Yeah.
Reducing gun violence.
Yeah.
Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
I'm going to say 8.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
8.
Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit here. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
So the answers are approve or disapprove?
You can strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Joe Biden.
80.
The Republican Party.
3.
Planned Parenthood.
50.
Donald Trump.
0.
Hakeem Jeffries.
30.
The NAACP.
80.
Barack Obama.
Was 80.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but if the presidential election, if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If undecided, please just let me know.
Cornel West.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some... I'm sorry. Now I'd like you to read what some others have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African American community right now? And from the list here, we want you to pick your top two. The first one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected a president again, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, book bans that threaten to erase our history, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, stagnant wages and rising costs, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
I'm going to say Donald Trump being elected again and the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom.
Thank you very much. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I have.
And is that a yes, a lot, yes, some, or only a little?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, some.
Okay. Thank you. Have you seen or read recently about President Biden's and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Let me
restart. I get it, but I'm like, I need a somewhat unfavorable.
We do have that.
Because it's the same thing they said to get into office, and I haven't seen anything, or they haven't, you know, practiced what they said they were going to do, or I haven't seen any improvement. So
okay, we do have somewhat more favorable and much more unfavorable. So
I'll do somewhat favorable.
somewhat more favorable?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, before we continue, I want to thank you for your time and your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me.
Okay.
Now, I want you to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in these first 2 years in office. For each one, mm-hmm. tell me how important that is to you. Okay. The first one is cut inflation by nearly 60%, the lowest in the last 18 months. Is that very important? Or how important this accomplishment is to
very
you?
Very important.
Thank you. Expanded background checks for gun purchases and provided an improved laws to keep guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic abuse.
Very important.
Made unemployment benefit tax-free during COVID.
Very important.
Created the most diverse government in our history. Over half of 1,500 presidential appointments are non-white and nearly 60% are women, the most ever.
Very important.
Thank you. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments in the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Here we have the strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Republicans are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of, quote, entitlement programs, ignoring that they spent a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. We must vote to protect the retirement security of ourselves and of our parents and grandparents.
10.
The next one is, we are facing the largest threat to our rights and freedoms from extremists since the 60s. They've attacked reproductive rights, our voting rights, our history by trying to ban books on slavery and even attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. To overturn the will of the people and keep Trump in office. Where does this stop? We cannot accept this as the new normal. We must use our political power to fight back and send a message to MAGA Republicans that we aren't going to back to Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you once again to please rate the level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Good.
Thank you. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
The white supremacists.
About the...
And Jim Crow.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps. For each, tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. A Snapchat, yes or no?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Instagram?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
Apple News?
No.
Twitter?
Yes.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College?
Thank you.
So I have a bachelor's.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married. Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Mostly all are white.
So that would be more than half or nearly all?
More than half. More than half. Or nearly all.
Oh, nearly all. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And with that, we conclude the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been very kind.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. You too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Goodbye.